Once upon a time, there was a beautiful unicorn called Myrcina, who lived in the cloudy beaches of the western shores. She was the last of her kind, having remained behind to bring back the sunshine to those darkened days. She was searching for the magical torch to rekindle the flame of completeness. She had crossed many hills, galloped over many marshes, and flown over deserts, but had found no such flame. She began to lose a little hope that she would never see such a thing, or work out how to acquire it. But just at that very moment, she saw close to the waves breaking, a massive whale pull up and partially beach itself and call out to her. Myrcina came running over as quick as she could and stood in front of the whale waiting. Does it speak, she thought to herself. Good day, Princess Myrcina. I have come to you on this tide to bring urgent news. The torch that you seek lies at the foot of the great mountain. The whale began to recite a song, a tapestry of woven delights so magnificent it began to snow upon the sands. The depth of the music moved Myrcina, and she began to harmonize with the whale. The beautiful sound created ripples in the fabric of time, and all of a sudden, a unique vision of shared nature opened upon they two, and it took shape. The fragments of sound formed themselves into an intricate vision, like a map and compass, showing them the way to reach the great mountain. Then it stopped revealing itself, and the vision dissipated into a small cluster of butterflies. The whale disappeared. Myrcina, still in the clutches of their vision, looked down, and there was an arrow in the sand that pointed northward towards the hinterlands. As scared as she may have felt, she quickly gathered her senses, felt the warmth of courage returning to her soul, and galloped northward. Myrcina came to a glade with a mysterious whirlpool at its heart. There was a plaque she could see as she approached the red. Those that seek the torch of light must speak its name three times. Myrcina was puzzled, perplexed. She started to panic, wondering how she might find the right words to speak. But then she remembered her father's last words before he left. My beautiful daughter, always sing and be with your heart, for here in that place words will never fail you. You will never be alone. I will see you again when you speak the light. Myrcina approached the edge of the pool as it swirled. She closed her eyes, and thinking of her heart, took a quick run and jumped into it, not fearing knowing the truth. She felt no water on her hooves, no flowing chaos, and opened her eyes in a hurry only to find herself at the foot of the great mountain itself. She had teleported through her truth. A small distance in front of her lay the diamond bridgehead across the great white river. According to legend, only a unicorn princess, true of heart, could unlock and free the torch. The hidden power of light from the diamond casing that shielded its powers from those with darkness in their hearts. She intended to trust her ancestors and honor their visions and stories. Myrcina crossed the bridge nervously but proudly, in and it came as no surprise to her to find the torch encased in pure diamond, so thick and hardened with magic that even the greatest elven blacksmiths had no hammer that could smash it. The light of the world was in her hands. Again she thought of her father, and how much he loved her so much, and that they would again meet, that she let go of her fear and believed in her own inner voice, and began to dance. She always heard the music, the soul of the world. Its hum, its beat, she moved in time with Mother Earth. The world smiled back as she danced. Her beautiful beating heart made her movements syncopate with the pulse of love itself, and the resonances began to crack the diamond shield. She focused her mind on all that was love, and the beautiful vibrations began to break apart the layers of stone. Her truth had revealed the torch. A tear of happiness fell from her eyes and happened to land on the torch, and it suddenly lit itself. The eternal light of love had been lit once again, and the torch flew into Marasina's hand, and she grew wings. Beautiful rainbow wings, with fairies hovering around her, laughing and playing. She flew high into the sky and set forth to her forest home. The forest had long been the curse of the darkness that had covered itself. The great forest stretched as far as the eyes could see. The unicorn princess dropped the torch into the canopy below, and she landed on the earth and started to sing her song. Beautiful sounds made the torch split into a million lights that went off into each part of the forest and lighted with love. The animals came out from their hiding places and rejoiced. The trees whispered her name. The winds blew her singing far and wide. The old wise owl of the great Oak Father came to greet her, kissed her beautiful cheek, and granted her one wish. In the turn of its head, Mycena, the hero princess, was reunited with her kin, and her family were already waiting for her. The light forest was happy ever after. Each night, all beings would dream happy thoughts, as the power of love was always flying freely here. Even now, Mycena, the unicorn princess, is still a story told and spoken of. Parents still amazed their children with her tales of high adventure, and they all lived happily ever after. And that's the end.